We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 you're listening to Rolling Off Track Podcast, and you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. It's myself, Mr. V, and on tonight's episode, we have Steve from Brewpod. How's it going, Steve?
What is up, Mr. B?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, straight chilling. Glad to be here, bro.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for joining, man.
Always a pleasure, man. I'm so glad to be here on Rolling Off Track.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it would be good in the future if we could see you more often.
It would be good. It will definitely be something of the future. Things just been very hectic with the new baby and all that and work and, finally carving out some time for myself in the evenings on the weekends.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Find some time for yourself. It's good, buddy.
Yeah, man, it's tough, but once you get that little guy down, you know, it's escape to the man cave and enjoy myself for a few hours.
Enjoy yourself. Lock the door.
Yeah.
Turn up the music. Crank it up, buddy.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Crank it up. Yes, sir. Yeah, and as always, search on any search engine. Just search Rolling Off Track Podcast or hashtag ROTPOD, hashtag DJ Problems. And DJ couldn't make it tonight, so we're just, he's busy doing his thing, so he's not gone, he's not going anywhere, he's just take it as he's fixing, he's helping his mom move, let's just say that, right?
We love you, DJ!
Yep, so, never know what he could be doing next episode. He could be helping an old lady push her car out the road, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Show.
Yep, yep. Speaking about closing the door and turning up the music, I think last album I heard, the new release, was a Five Finger Death Punch.
Ooh, funny you brought that up. That was a good album, actually, a double album. And half of it, I believe, was a live album, and the other half was new music. And I have it, and I actually enjoy it very thoroughly on my commute to work.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Are you a fan?
Yes. I got the previous albums, and they're all good.
Nice. You know, you'll have the haters on the fence that'll say, you know, that's sellout metal or whatever. But I like it, man. I'm a musician myself, and I got no problem with how they market themselves or anything of that nature. It's at the end of the day, it's heavy riffs. It's great lyrics. It's music that keeps you going. It's music that gets you pumped up. I'm going to tell you what, if I'm in a workout, there's no workout that happens that does not have at least 2 to 4 to maybe 10 Five Finger songs on the playlist. and if that's the case, then they're doing something right.
They're doing, if you have it on your playlist, they're doing something right.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
And like I said, I play it on the commute. That live CD in particular, because I love their live version of The Bleeding.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, do you prefer the live? But I'm just going to say, some live albums of artists, and some of them are pretty good, and some of them, you know, they don't really cut it as on the original album.
It's a hit or miss type of situation, you know. It's one of those things where I think sometimes you really, really have to like the band, to get their live album or to understand or to appreciate it. You know, if you're kind of an on the fence fan, you know, you'll probably prefer to only hear the studio album. But for me, I like a lot of concert experiences. So, and I also like to hear how bands change the song during the live concerts. You know,
oh, yeah, for, yeah.
You know, they might play it in a different way, or they might, you know, they might do like a different breakdown in the middle of the song. You know, there's a lot of different variables that I end up geeking out on. I end up enjoying, and you know, definitely that Five Finger live album was one of those, and then the other part of it being studio album stuff, that was also good as well. They had a really good hit on there, which was a House of the Rising Sun cover, and I enjoyed that. They have a really cool music video for that.
Cool. Five Finger.
Yeah.
FFD FFDP.
Yeah, when they're playing live, he says, "When I say Five Finger, you say Death Punch."
Yeah.
And I used to hate that. I used to hate that so bad. I actually was a huge Five Finger hater. But I don't know. I think I came around. I listened to a few of the guitar riffs, and I really appreciated the guitar riffs. I think the thing that I really didn't like, I didn't like the lead singer. And I think I came around because of the guitar riffs, and then I ended up just liking all of it.
Yeah, some of the guitar riffs, they reel you, especially like at the beginning.
Yeah.
Just reels you in. You just listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, it gets me so pumped up, especially when I'm pumping iron.
Pumping iron. Yeah, get you pumped up. And speaking of music and getting pumped up and just having a good time, have you ever heard of the Revolt on the Rio Grande? The Rockstar Mayhem Festival type?
Oh, the Rockstar Mayhem Festival I have heard. I have not heard of the Revolt on the Rio Grande.
Okay, I think they had a different name for the Revolt on the Rio Grande, but it's still sponsored by Rockstar.
Uh-huh.
Or should I say powered by Rockstar.
Ooh, yes, you shall say that.
So that one is coming, when was it coming? September 20th?
Uh-huh.
Here in Albuquerque. So I recently got my tickets. So on that one, speaking of my metal and rock and all that, Godsmack, Rob Zombie, Seether, Buck Cherry, Escape the Fate, and some other bands also.
Wow, that's, without hearing the other bands, that's already a really good bill. Let's see, Buck Cherry, I've seen them in the last year. They have a really good new album, I think my favorite song off that album is Gluttony? I think, yeah, Gluttony. And Rob Zombie, he's got some good stuff. He's got a new album out. He's got one of the best guitar players in the business, John Five, playing for him. Seether, I don't know if I really care for what they're doing these days. I don't really know what exactly they're doing, to be honest. Let's see.
I didn't know that Rob Zombie was coming out with a new album.
Yeah, he's got a new album. He's got I want to say he does a cover on that album that he has as well. It's a cover of We're American Band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he just came here recently to our area. I missed him. Par for the course for being a dad. But I think that same tour came, the Energy, the Monster Mayhem or Monster Rockstar Energy or whatever came here not too long ago. I missed it. I think it had like Avenged Sevenfold and Five Finger and a couple other bands. I was pretty bummed out that I couldn't see it.
Yeah, and this is the first one that I missed too, the Rockstar Mayhem Festival. That's the first one I missed.
Yeah.
So, cool. He has a little music update for the listeners.
Yeah.
And speaking about music, and there's just actually a rave, talking about a rave. There's this guy, he stole a Google Glass from a guy at the park. He asked him if he could try it on and see how it was, and the guy agreed. He gave him the glasses. And as soon as he gave him the glasses, the guy took off with his Google Glass.
Wow.
But the one thing that he didn't know was the guy was streaming live from his Google Glass. So when the guy had it on all evening, he actually went out and did his thing, and he actually went to a rave. So all that was being streamed live. So.
Oh, man. You're smart enough to steal some Google Glass, not smart enough to turn it off.
You know, and they just said that there's no update whether he got his Google Glass back, but I'm pretty sure he did because he already knew where he was at and stuff like that.
Wow.
Google Glass, and it's been a while since I talked to you. What do you think about the Google Glass?
I honestly can't tell you much of anything about Google Glass. I'm actually looking at the link here about that article where the guy stole it right now, and this is actually the first picture I've even seen of Google Glass, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm way behind on that. I think we've gotten in this conversation before. I'm mainly an Apple guy anyway, so I don't get too excited about Google Glass. But I hear that it's very overpriced, and if you have one, I wouldn't say that I'd be an idiot and let somebody else wear them.
Yep, I think it was like $1,500.
Yeah, so if they're mine, you're not trying them on, let alone getting a chance to steal them and go to a rave or whatever and stream them all day.
Yep. And speaking of streaming, there's a new SpongeBob SquarePants movie coming out.
Yes!
Yeah. Can you sing the song?
Heck yeah, I can. Are you? What does he start with? Are you guys ready?
You guys ready?
Wow! Who lives in a pineapple under the tree? Under the sea.
Under the sea, yeah.
Yeah, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah. So I guess this is the second movie that they're coming out with. I guess the first one came out, they're saying, 10 years ago. That's a long time.
That is a long time for a gap between the first and second.
Yeah.
Especially when it's such a money-making franchise.
Yeah, SpongeBob is everywhere. I think your son is a little bit too young, but do you ever turn on a SpongeBob for him?
Yeah, he's a little bit young. He doesn't even know what planet he's on yet, but I've partaken. I watch it on my own accord, and I've definitely logged in some episodes of SpongeBob on my own.
SpongeBob. And when you said he doesn't know what planet he's on, imagine if you were a sci-fi a parent who's like really, really addicted to sci-fi and stuff like that, and your family, you just you had a son, and you just told your son what you made up a planet and all these different reality for the kid to grow up in. And so when he grows up, he finds out that his dad is just a crazy guy.
That is pretty crazy.
That just popped in my head real quick.
That sounds like it could be a script for a movie.
Oh yeah.
Hey, that could be your $1 million.
$1 million, like those other movies that come out every weekend. They make like 50-60 million a weekend.
That's right, man. I mean, this could be your Lucy.
No, Lucy.
You know, I mean, hey. All you gotta do is make $1 million off of it. I think I'd be happy with $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm not greedy, bro. I just need, look, give me $1 million, maybe $2 million. I'll live the rest of my life very, very well.
That's right, man. That's right. Even with $1 million, that's.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's say $2 million because the tax man's gonna take half, so you'll end up with $1 mil. So let's say two for argument's sake. And, then we'll live the rest of our life with $1 mil and, you know, virtually never have to work again if you maintain it very smart.
Yeah, if you do it right.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be like some, you know, baller, you know, idiot, you know, going out clubbing, popping bottles and making your own little independent rap video or whatever kind of bullshit they do.
Yeah, it's like boats and hoes, right?
Yes, exactly. Boats and hoes. Yeah. Yes, the Nina, the Pinto, the Santa Maria. While I'm drinking sangria.
Yeah, I think that was on TV the other day. So,
and does it? And it never fails when that show is on TV. You don't even care if it's on. You don't even care if it's on censored TV or not, because you know they're gonna censor out all the good stuff. You will still watch Step Brothers if it shows up on TV.
Yep.
It's such a good movie. I will get stuck watching it, and then I'll say to myself, I have this DVD.
Oh, like, yeah.
I have this DVD in the shelf, like underneath the TV right now. I can pop it in, start at this exact point, and I can watch the rest of the movie unedited with no commercials, but I will not.
That's right. You have the movie right there, but it's showing on TV, and you will stick with the television with the commercials.
Yes, I will sit there because the commercials end up being bathroom breaks. even though if I pop the DVD in, the bathroom break could be me hitting the pause button. But I don't know what that is.
Yep.
Laziness, I guess.
I don't know. crazy.
Have you heard about that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Yes, I have. It's coming out next week.
Nice. Are you excited?
Yes, I am. I'm excited. It's going to be pretty good.
You going to take Little B?
Yeah, we're gonna go out and watch it. I don't know if it's gonna be the first day Friday or we might just hit it up on Saturday.
Did you go see the originals when you were a kid?
Yeah, I remember when the first one came out. We actually stood in line and waited. I think it was maybe like 2 hours just to get in line because the line was long, and we were driving by the theater and there was a long line. So my mom just dropped myself and my older brother off, and we waited in line. I still remember that.
I remember my grandma said, because my parents didn't want to take me, that if I made the principal's list at a school, she'd take me to see it. And so I had to make principal's list, and I did. And then she took me to see it, and she had to sit through it in agony because she was like, oh, my God, this is so stupid. But and then I remember the same deal happening for the second one. And, you know, I did that again. And, you know, that's the one where Vanilla Ice was in there. You know, go Ninja, go Ninja, yeah. Go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to go see it.
And, yeah, from the first one to the second one, the costumes actually got a little bit better. But this was going to be animated, right?
Yeah, I think CGI.
CGI, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is, magic they do in 2014 compared to, like, 1990.
Computers. It's all computers, man.
Yeah, before it was, like, just, you know, suits.
Suits and animatronics, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ninja Turtles coming out next week. It's going to be pretty good.
Very excited.
One more question. Who's your favorite turtle?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, on the spot.
I know you're probably like...
Shoot, Raphael.
Raphael, okay. First one, it's between Leo and Donnie, but I think I'd rather pick Leo.
I think Raphael because he's got such a smart mouth, and I love that because I'm very witty and very smart-mouthed. And... he's like very dry, you know, like he's making fun of you, but you don't know he's making fun of you. And
yeah,
sometimes
you just gotta, it's like when he says something like that, you just stop and think about it, and they finally get it.
Yeah, and plus he's rocking those size, you know, those size are like close quarter weapons. You got to have some serious skill to be rocking a close quarter weapon. You know, you can't just be like Leo and Donatello rocking like a long sword or a bow staff, you know, because hey, you got some distance on that. You don't have to have skill.
Yeah.
Raphael has some skill because he's rocking little short quarter, close quarter weapons where he has to get in there and have some serious moves.
Yeah. Mikey too is nunchucks. It's a close quarter also.
Yes, and Mikey also uses that skateboard to his advantage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he's the one most addicted to pizza.
Pizza. Pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh, and I so wish I still had my turtle van.
Your turtle van?
Yeah, dude. You didn't get like all the figures and all that when they went out when we were kids?
Oh, I got the figures, but I never got I think the turtle van was a little bit too much.
Yeah, the turtle van was expensive, but my mom, I never got any of that stuff from the store. Like, my mom took me to yard sales, and I scored the turtle van. And I scored the turtle van, like, when it was not cool anymore. You know, like, I scored it at, like, some rich kid's, like, yard sale, like, you know, those kids that got everything every year. And so, like, next summer, it wasn't cool anymore, and so they sold it for, like, $2 at the yard sale, you know, whereas the year before that, it was, like, $30 at Kmart, and my mom's like, no way!
Yeah.
Not even on your birthday, you know?
Yep, so turtles,
like
yeah.
Even like my first Transformer I got from a yard sale, and that was the only Transformer I ever got was a yard sale when it was Starscream.
Oh, Starscream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only one I ever got was a yard sale Transformer.
Yeah, you find a lot of cool toys at the yard sale.
Yeah, especially when you go to the rich neighborhoods.
I'm telling you,
kids, if you're listening out there in podcast land, go to rich neighborhood yard sales on Saturday morning. However, you better get up early with your mom and hit them early because a professional yard saler will get there at 7 a.m. and get all the good stuff.
Yep, yep. Any other cool toys?
Let's see. Well, I do have a very new Mr. T statue here in Bruce Studios that I'm looking at right now. He's like dirty eyeballing me, and I might have to turn him around because I don't want him to stare at me like this anymore. But I scored him a few days ago, actually, when I went to the Washington Nationals baseball game.
Oh, okay.
It's an old school collectible statue from the 80s, B.A. Baracus style.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, he's wearing like some overalls and got all his chains and his feather earrings in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he's straight up pitying every fool that walks down here to Bruce Studios, and
hey,
he's
fool. Just, what does he say?
Staring me right in my face right now.
Hey, fool, podcast.
Yeah, pity the fool that don't listen to this podcast. Yeah, I had to do a lot of haggling to get this guy, but I got him. I don't think I was gonna walk away from that joint without having him that night. Plus, I think I was pretty drunk too. So, so you know that adds motivation. You know, when you're drunk, you're like not gonna lose.
Yep. So hit up the rich neighborhood for those toys.
Yes, I'm telling you. Look, kiddies, if you want a toy and your parents are not gonna buy it for you, you know, go to that rich kid yard sale. Go to the rich neighborhoods. Those kids got all the cool stuff, and they don't care about it. They don't care a couple weeks later because they know that they're going to get the new thing a couple weeks after that. That's what I was doing. I was rocking yard sales with my mom when I was a kid, and I hated getting up so early on my Saturday. But I'm going to tell you what, by the time I got home, I was so happy I did because I had all the bumping toys that I wanted so bad. And they might not be cool anymore a month or two later because that's how trends go with kids. But I'm going to tell you what. I'll never forget the first time I got a Transformer, which was at a yard sale, or a Turtle Van, which was at a yard sale, or Battle Cat from He-Man, Masters of the Universe. You know, you better believe I got all those at yard sales for like $2, $1, quarter.
Yeah, especially those Transformers, they were expensive too, huh?
Yes, and that's when they made Transformers out of real material, like not clunky plastic all the way, you know, like that. It was like substantial material,
and it was heavy too.
Yes, they were. I mean, you're gonna knock somebody out, you hit them in the head with that. it was like a brick.
Yep. So too bad your mom couldn't catch all this video and pics with the new Sony new action cam.
Sony action cam,
$200.
Whoa, make you holler.
Make you holler. You won't find this at a yard sale pretty soon. You're going to have to wait a few years for this.
That thing is, it looks kind of like a rangefinder.
Yeah, it does. It's a pretty palm size.
So what's this? This is like a stable action cam.
Just an action cam. And actually, this is maybe like a second or third generation. And they just improved everything on it. The video, the image shots and they added the Wi-Fi so you could control it with your smartphone or tablet.
I gotta tell you though, Mr. B, I mean, I'm gonna be really honest with you, and I'm gonna be honest with all your listeners out there, and if any of my Brew listeners are here too, I'm gonna be honest with you as well. I don't think any camera that comes out right now could even try to rival GoPro.
Yeah, they're everybody's trying to, should I say, like copy GoPro.
And I really think anyone who tries will fail because GoPro has everything you need. They have an impenetrable case, waterproof case, you know, drop-proof case. Everything you shoot is already in HD. It's already wide-lensed. I just, for example, just used my GoPro maybe 3 weeks ago. I did a 5K mud run. I shot the whole mud run with my GoPro. It looks
nice.
It looks phenomenal. I had it head mounted on me, and I'm actually dropping all the files together this weekend, and I'm making a music video out of it.
Okay.
And I use that thing for everything because it comes with everything you need. Well, it doesn't come with that, but you buy it. Let me just rephrase that. It comes with every accessory you could buy.
Yeah.
You know, so I have a head mount, I have a chest mount, I have a clamp where, you know, you can pretty much clamp it onto tables, onto anything you want, and have a GoPro sitting there. You know, I like to use that because I clamp it onto anything that I need to, and I shoot video of my newborn son. And it works well because, you know, you can do little files, you can just hit go and then stop, and it's seamless. It's so small. You can take the cord and plug the cord directly to the back of your TV and play the files if you want, or you can, you know, upload it to a computer and transfer the files to a hard drive. And like I have a boxy unit, which is kind of the same as a Roku, and
yeah.
I plug the hard drive in there and I play the files on the TV. It looks phenomenal. So I don't think any camera like Sony or anybody like that who even wants to try to come to the playground could even rival GoPro. I think that everybody should take their ball at this point and go home because I think GoPro has literally taken it and said, look, we just shut the video game down.
Sounds pretty good. I don't have one, so just I guess one question I could ask you is if you were not really too active, like moving around and just moving around a lot, but you're walking around, and would you have a GoPro, or would you have like a camera, maybe like almost as high as high end as a DSLR? Which would you prefer?
I'd still have a GoPro, because, and just for the simple fact that I know that it's still going to shoot in HD. It's going to look great. And the GoPro, not only does the GoPro shoot video, it takes still photos. And, you know, you have to cycle through the modes. You can also buy an accessory, which is a GoPro Wi-Fi remote, and it works Wi-Fi as well. You can, if you don't have the GoPro in your hand, you can Wi-Fi remote all the recording and all the shutters and all that. And, you know, if I'm not even doing action sports, which I've only shot my GoPro twice for action sports in maybe the year that I've had it. I've only had it a year now, and I've shot it for cycling, and I've shot it for my 5K mud run that I just did. Other than that, I've shot it literally for like just BSing around the house, shooting pictures of my kid, shooting videos of my kid. At the end of the day, I still love and enjoy the fact more that I can literally close half of my hand, and that's the size of the GoPro that you need to have in your hand. And if I have it like on my clamp mount or anything like that, it stays steady. It's a steady, you know, non-shaken, you know, you get the shakes when you're shooting video with something, you know, a camera in your hand. If you've got one of those clamps or anything in your hand, or like an extension boom, it stays steady, it seems like, at all times. And you know, I remember shooting video as a kid, and every single video was shaking, you know. And with these GoPros, I don't know. I mean, I think that they've just taken all the guesswork out. I think they've got it down to a science. And
makes you look like a professional, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm shooting steady video. It looks great. The picture looks great. And the GoPro even provides you with a GoPro video editing software that you can download for free on your computer. You can drop all of your files seamlessly into it. And you can, if you didn't want the volume that's in the video, you can cut the volume down easily within like one click, and you can add music to it. You can, I mean, they really gear it towards if you are doing action video, action sports, you can add your own music to it. You know, you can drag all your files together and make a big music video or make a big documentary video. I mean, they really, really have a well thought out system.
Yeah, and that's why you're making a easy music video, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think my mud run video is about an hour long, and I'm compressing it down to just the obstacles and maybe a little bit of running in between, and you know, a lot of music. So I think I'm probably compressing it down to about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just drag and dropped all the files in there, and it took, you know, a couple minutes. And from there, you can do text, you can do video, audio, you can do anything you want. And, you know, you can have your own video that it's an HD 720 in no time. And although this Sony camera looks interesting, I would definitely look into it a little more, this HDR AS20. I would definitely venture to say that at this point, nobody can rival the GoPro brand or the GoPro technology. I see that this Sony is about $200, and that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to tell all the listeners out there, for $299, for $99 more dollars, you can get a GoPro that's waterproof. I don't see anything saying the Sony is waterproof. I'll spend $99 extra just to know that if my kid spills a drink, my camera's not done. you know, or if I drop it in a lake, or if I drop it on the side of the boat, or, you know, I mean, they really make it so that you can use it everywhere. You know, so whereas 10 years ago, you couldn't take a camera with you anywhere. They've made it so that you could take a camera everywhere with you. You could take it on your boat, on your surfboard, on your motorcycle, you know, your dirt bike, everything.
Just about everything.
Now, granted, those accessories don't come with the camera, but with the camera, it depends. And even the cameras, they sell certain packages. I think I got the black edition for $300, and it was a Christmas present from my wife, which, you know, who can ask for a more awesome Christmas present from their wife than a GoPro?
Yep.
That was, I think, $300. It came with the waterproof and drop case, charger. Didn't come with an SD card, which takes a micro SD. And I think I went to TigerDirect.com is where I get a lot of my cheap memory cards. I bought a 32 gig and put it in there. And let's see. I bought my chest mount and my head mount on Amazon. Because if you buy them from GoPro, you're going to spend top dollar, like $20. But I bought both of those mounts on Amazon for about $7 a piece. And the only thing I paid full price for was my clamp steady mount. And I want to say that was $50.
Pretty good.
I mean, you can invest some money into the accessories involved with a GoPro. But I guarantee you at the end of the day, you will use every single one of those accessories to their full extent.
Yep. And just like GoPro's intention, it just makes everything easier and better.
Yeah, and compact, really, because if you look at all the reality TV shows these days, all they're using are GoPros. I mean, if you even want to call them reality. By the way, folks, if you want to talk about the reality of reality TV, go to The Brew Episode 1. all the reality shows, they're just clamping GoPros on the front of their, you know, cars when they're driving and in their houses. They're using GoPros. And I tell you something that was really cool that I saw tonight, actually, before we started recording. I was watching TV, and you know Shark Week's coming up. That's one of my favorite weeks of the
year.
Yeah, Shark Week. Tear it up, Great White. Jaws in the house.
What?
Yeah. I saw a guy on Discovery that was getting ready for Shark Week, and he was diving down with sharks. And he had like a long bow staff looking pole that was like angled. And I swear that whole pole was full of about like 40 GoPro cameras. It was just all along the whole bar. And it just had GoPro after GoPro next to each other. And it was like so that he could get every single angle of a shark coming at him.
Yeah.
It looked crazy, and I just started thinking. The first thing I thought in my head, because I think about money a lot of times, is I was thinking $300 times like 40, you know? And I was like, oh my God, like what, like 300. Like I just started adding the money up, like looking at all the cameras on that bar.
Yeah. And that's a different subject, you know, engineers and just people that are into tech, you look at something, but then on the back end you kind of think, oh, this, what it takes to put stuff together, you kind of put those together. So I know what you mean by when you look at all that, you like look at price and like how's those clamped together, and each one of those is clamped individually, and just everything put together.
It's crazy.
Shark Week, GoPro.
Yeah, Shark Week. I can't wait. Oh my God, I'm recording all of it.
I have real quick GoPro $199, white edition, silver edition $299, black edition $399.
There you go. My wife must have caught my black edition on sale or something. That's the one I got, but I think it was $299 last year.
Cool. And like Steve said, Sony Action Cam $200, but
weigh your options out.
Listen to Steve or listen to your wallet.
Yeah. Weigh your options out and weigh out what you're actually going to use it for. Like, what's your application of the camera, and then go from there. I mean, they're calling the Sony camera an action cam, but I mean, folks, when you look at it, the top action cam on the market is only going to cost you $99 more if you want the mid grade level, and you can guarantee you're not going to mess it up. This one here, I have to do a little more research on. I just started looking at it with Mr. B. If they have accessories for it, I would say, you know, maybe I'd be interested in it. But as it stands right now, my vote would go to GoPro for waterproof and drop-proof protection for action sports.
Yes, sir. Awesome. Buddy Action Cams, GoPro.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah. And rolling off track real quick, man survives getting shot after his massive Samsung Galaxy Mega stops the bullet.
What?
this guy has a Samsung Galaxy Mega. You know, that's that new, I think it was a 7-inch tablet, phablet, they say. So he has it in his jacket pocket. Some guy comes up to him almost point blank, but real close range, shoots him with a gun, and the phone stops the bullet.
So the man drops his wallet, and the soon-to-be victim picks it up and jokes about using it, the wallet, to buy himself a beer. And the guy whips out a gun, fires at him. Lucky for this guy, he has his Galaxy Mega 6.3. If that's not the biggest selling advertisement I think I've ever heard, this guy just saved his own life with having his Phablet Mega 6.3 in his pocket.
Yep.
Now, how many people are keeping their Mega 6.3 in their front shirt pocket to save their life and their chest? That's like a pocket protector. You know, like people, you know, everybody, Mr. B, they're putting their phones in their pocket or their back pocket, or they got it like in a holster. This guy has got his Phablet in his front shirt pocket, and it literally just saved his life. That's crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
Samsung should buy this guy phones for the rest of his life. This guy just took their validity and raised it up a notch. Like, this guy could be dead right now. And, oh, I just saw a picture. I just saw a picture of the penetration of the bullet. Where did this happen at? This is China?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. That's crazy. I love these huge phablet Samsungs. I think we've talked before, and I had the Note 3, and I absolutely loved it. And I was so brokenhearted that I got rid of it, but Sprint dicked me over, so I had to make a point and walk in there and give them their phone back and say, take it and shove it. But, you know, then I went to AT&T and I got my iPhone back, which I could never do without my iPhone. I'm such a Apple guy at this point. All my stuff's so connected to Mac that if I took something away, it would just be the end of the world. So I'm overjoyed to hear that Apple is going to bring a phablet to the mix by the end of the year to rival the Note.
Yeah, was it 6-inch? Or was it 6-inch?
Yeah, I think 6-inch, and that's what she said. But I'm just gonna make a personal quote right here. It's exclusive to rival.
That's what you said, huh?
Yes, exclusive exclusive quote from Steve at the Brew here on Rolling Off Track Podcast. I'm just gonna say it right now. When I get my iPhone phablet in December, I will be wearing it in my front shirt pocket. Yes. Because I'm going to tell you what, it's going to save my life if I need to get into a street altercation. I pity the fool, Mr. T says, who tries to shoot at my test while I have my phablet in my pocket.
That's right.
I dare you. I dare you. And if I succeed and survive, Apple will be buying me phones for the rest of my life.
Gold iPhones.
Yes. Like, yeah, gold diapers like Bruce Dickinson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
good one, buddy. Samsung, good job.
Oh, way good job. It's mega good job.
Mega props. And one more story that we could discuss for a little bit. Massive undetectable security flaw found in USB. Did you hear about this?
Now, what's this about? It's saying it's time to get your PS2 keyboard out of the cupboard.
They're just saying that the, you know how the USB comes with a just a really dumb chip at the connection? So basically, a hacker could manipulate this dumb chip to, like, do what it wants to because it'll be connected to your computer. And it'll do what it wants just because it's already connected. It easy connection, and it uses this dumb chip to do some stuff that could harm your PC.
That's just so crazy to me. I mean, like, I don't know. It always baffles me that people are spending their life's blood hacking and screwing with people's lives. Like, like that is their career, that is their claim in life, is that they are spending all their time doing things like this so that all of us have to worry about stupid things like our cable in our PS2 keyboard or our USB cables, you know, like this is crazy. Like I don't like having to worry about such complex things like this that although I am somewhat savvy, things like this end up being just Japanese to me. And it's like, really, dude? Like, really? Do you want to hack my stuff so bad that now I got to worry about my keyboard cable or my mouse cable or, you know, whatever USB I'm using at the time? This is crazy. Craziness. On Rolling Chalk Track.
But to kind of put a little bit of assurance to this, you can use the stuff that you really trust, and you, I guess the amazing one thing that you could do by avoiding all this is having the things plugged into your PC while you're offline. You know, that's the basic way to stay safe. But if you're online and you have all these things hooked up to your PC, and it could turn out that these hackers could eventually target you and say, hey, I'm going after Steve. Look at this guy. He's got a bunch of USB stuff plugged into his PC, so I'm going to use one of these chips and hack into it, and I'm going to use my whole 24-hour day to mess up Steve's life.
So essentially what you're saying is every time I turn a PC off, unplug everything. That's just craziness.
It's crazy. If you think about it too deep, you can get really paranoid about that.
Oh, man, I don't even want to think about it. Like, this is the world we're coming to. We're living in it right now.
We're living it right now, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, it used to be like the biggest thing you had to worry about was identity theft. Now you got to worry about like the USB.
The basic USB controller chip.
Craziness.
So I guess one thing that, or a few things that you can say about this is you can just ignore it. Because, you know, it's like saying identity theft, you know, they're like, I don't know what the odds are about somebody getting to you. Is the same thing with this. You could ignore it, and throughout your whole life, you won't be affected.
Wow, I really hope that I don't have to worry about this. But then again, I don't have a bunch of external components plugged into my stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're really talking about every mouse and every keyboard. You know, so maybe it's like those high-end keyboards, like those gaming keyboards or those high-end gaming mouse. So maybe those ones are the ones that these hackers could be targeting, just because with these stuff, they have special software to connect that to your PC.
Okay.
So as I said, you can really dig into it and think about it, and you can if you want, but you can if you're not really into this high-tech plugging everything into your PC and having all these extra components on your side, then I guess you really wouldn't be affected. It doesn't really matter if you're one of those people.
Man,
does that make a little bit sense?
Yeah, I'm hoping I don't have to be one of those people.
Yep. So yes, sir. USB crazy hackers.
Crazy hackers, craziness here in the world.
In the world. And real quick, top games. BioShock Infinite.
Ooh.
Diablo 3. Assassin's Creed 3. StarCraft 2. GTA 5. And still one of the top games, Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Call of Duty, still playing it. I know Little B, he's still playing it, just because I think all of his friends has this game, so they're playing online.
You play it?
Do I play it? Yeah, I play it.
Have you played that new one, the newer one, Ghosts?
Ghosts, yes.
Now, how do you like that better than Black Ops 2? Because I actually haven't played the Ghosts.
Black Ops 2 is better, but Ghosts is a good game. And the only reason there are a lot of people that play Ghosts online, but I think there are still more people playing Black Ops 2. And if you were to play Ghost, I think it would be good if you would try the campaign just for the story. And that's what I did. I played it for the campaign, and it is a good game. But when you play online on Ghost, it's not the same as Black Ops 2. So I think that's why people still prefer Black Ops 2.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I might get Ghost just because I think Ghost is like only $20 on Amazon right now. But And if you have Prime, you can get it for two days for free shipping.
Ooh, Prime.
I love having Amazon Prime.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, I think that's – actually, I was going to say, I think I said earlier that when we were on the – folks, we did a brew earlier tonight, me and Mr. B, so now we're rolling off track. Earlier on the brew, I think I made a mistake of saying the last game I played was Call of Duty Black Ops 2. I strike that. I reverse it. And let me flip down and twerk it because I think that I think the last game that I played was WWE 14.
Boom.
And I'm loving it like McDonald's.
McDonald's. Hey, there's a McDonald's being built by my house.
Oh my God. They go up every corner. I'm loving it. I have one like literally like a quarter mile from my house right now, and then they're probably building another one like another quarter mile up the road from that.
Yeah, this one's going to be maybe between a quarter and a half.
But yeah, WWE 14, that was actually the last game I bought and played, and if I got a free minute, trust me, I'd be all over that again. It was such a great game, and you can make your own wrestler if you're into wrestling, and you could do all the pay-per-view events. You can wrestle WrestleMania. You can do anything. Ladder matches, cage matches. You could everything. It's so great. I loved it. It's so amazing how far these games have come since we were kids.
Pretty good. Hey, we're doing Rot Pod Stars right now.
So say that again. What was that?
Rot Pod. We are doing Rot Pod Stars right now. Sort of like a... How many out of 5 stars, how many Rot Pod stars do you give WWE 14?
Ooh, out of how many stars?
5.
5.
Ooh. And you can do halves if you want.
Okay. Oh man. Ooh, on the spot. And now Steve from the Brew, Rot Pod stars on WWE 14 by 2K Sports. I give it 4.
4 Rot Pod Stars.
2.5 Rot Pod Stars. 4.25, folks.
4.25, pretty good.
Awesome, awesome game. Great gameplay. Ease of play is so awesome. Graphics are great. The creation of your own wrestler is great. Doing the recreation of old WrestleMania events and as well as new events is great. I think the only drawback that I would tell players that made this not a 5 out of 5 star game would be the fact that the load screen after you exit out of a match or exit out of a campaign to go to the main menu, I don't really dig the fact that the load screen takes so long. And in 2014, I feel like it should be seamless and instant.
Yeah.
Like most all load screens, and I do not like the fact that you're literally sitting there having a cup of coffee while the screen goes back to the home screen.
Okay.
So that is the only thing that disqualified WWE 14 from getting 5 out of 5 from me, from the Brew.
From the Brew, thank you, sir. And I can do Rot Pod Stars on Lucy. We watched Lucy yesterday as a Friday. August 1st, we watched Lucy in theaters. Now in theaters.
Scarlet! What Scarlet?
Scarlet. Yep. And I would give that, I'd say I'd give that a 3 Rot Pod Stars.
Ooh. Sounds like a disappointment, Mr. B.
Not, yes and no. If, how can I say this?
If you have expectations that are high, then maybe bump them down a notch.
Yes, that's right. Just because you could be seen, if you're into tech and sci-fi and Matrix-style movies and just all those movies that are coming out now, you'll see this in this movie. And yeah, just don't expect too much out of it. But it is something to see. Just from a technology point of view, you get a different perspective on how this movie is made and how they use it in different ways. But you'll see a lot of similar things from other movies, and you wish they would have used it in a different way. But it's good to see. It's good to see.
Well, that was a very nice non-spoiler alert way of doing that, Mr. B. That I'm sure that the listeners would very much appreciate the fact that you did not spoil any details other than the fact to lower your standards just a tad. And I can appreciate that, being as how movie tickets are about $10 a pop these days. If someone tells me to lower my standards just a little bit, then that tells me maybe I don't want to pay for my whole family to go. Maybe I'll pay for myself to go.
Yeah.
Like, if I get off early from work one day, I might go to the movie and pay for myself, or I might just wait for it to come on, you know, Redbox or Amazon Prime or something.
Yeah. But again, it's from my perspective, my point of view, three Rat Pot stars. And just like, you know, how people are bashing the new Ninja Turtles movie, saying it's not good, it's not going to be good. The CGI, the faces don't look good, Megan Fox, all this, all that. But, you know, people are bashing and all that, but I'm going to say I'm going to like it, I'm going to enjoy it. So it just depends on if you want to see it or not.
Yeah, to each their own. And definitely not here to sway anybody. Mr. B is definitely here to just give advisement and opinions to all the listeners out there. And we just hope that, you know, hey, look, take what we say is with a grain of salt, more or less enjoy what we're saying. And we definitely encourage everybody to respond and come back with counter opinions. You know, maybe there's stuff that we've missed in the things that we've said. And if we have, then hey, well, let's talk about it. If we haven't, then take what we say as the word.
Yes, sir. All righty. And we've talked a few topics. And just real quick, just maybe a quick minute to go through a few topics. You with me? Ready?
Yes, sir.
Domino's.
Ooh.
Made a Siri. Put those two together. What do you get?
Domino Siri?
Yes.
Is that a trick question?
No. If you Domino's and Siri, iPhone, pizza, laziness. You can now ask Siri to call a pizza, get a pizza from Domino's.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, she can do the whole order?
That's right. You just got to set it up, and when you just tell Siri what you want, it just automatically sends everything for you.
Oh, my God. Do you want to try it, like, live?
You want to try that next episode?
I had no idea that she did that. Hang on. Siri, order me a Domino's pizza.
Looks fairly close to you.
Let's try that again. I didn't have the volume up. Siri, order me a Domino's pizza now.
This restaurant named Domino's Pizza looks pretty close to you.
Okay, so it sounds to me like she wants to choose a Domino's pizza for me, but she doesn't want to she doesn't want to order me one right from the get-go.
Yeah, so you.
What's the verdict on that? What's the information we have?
This you would have to.
Is there a certain command we have to give her?
Looking at it right now, real quick.
Because that would be cool if I could just tell her to order me a pizza and she'll do it. But it sounds to me like she wants to just locate us location of a Domino's.
Oh, okay. You download the Domino's app, iPhone and Android. You set everything up through there. And I guess after that, when you ask Siri, it automatically goes into the app and orders it for you.
Ooh, okay.
And it says it speeds up the ordering process compared to dealing with the actual human being.
Okay. Let's see. Siri, go to my Domino's app and order me a pizza. And it opened up the app from there, and that's all it did.
That's all it did?
So, yeah. I think that I'm going to have to, what is it, that TV show where they debunk all the stuff? Mythbusters.
Yeah, Mythbusters.
I'm going to have to myth bust that one and say that even if you tell Siri to go to the Domino's app, she still does not order you a pizza.
Siri's getting lazy.
All she does is open up the app for you, which you can do with your own index finger.
You know, well, maybe if you can, look into it, see if you figure something out, Steve.
I'm going to look into it. You got me very interested in that, Mr. B.
Sounds good. Cheap third-party chargers could kill your iPhone.
Oh, yes. Don't be using those crazy little cheap lightning cables.
Yep. Bright Sky Labs will make it easy to share videos from your GoPro.
Yeah, I like that.
And hackers target dating sites.
Oh, well, that's no new thing.
Yep.
They'll be trying to sell your liver on the black market.
Key fob phone alerts friends that you need help with with only a press of a button. So key fob on your keys, you press it, it contacts a central, like a central place in your city, and then from there it alerts people and friends that you have on a list to contact with an emergency. So with this press of a button, goes to the place, they contact your husband, wife, the husband or wife receives a message saying you are an emergency, and it gives them their your location.
I remember the first time we had that, it was called the bat signal.
That's bat signal. The bat signal, it's kind of on Robin. Robin's training up, so it's going to be a little bit of time before the bat signal will be of use.
Ooh, I don't know about that, man. I saw pictures of Affleck in the Batman outfit. We could be seeing him soon.
Oh, yeah. Superman versus Batman?
Yes, sir. And I saw a redesigned Batmobile.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Now, I'm still on the fence because I'm going to tell you what. Not too many people are going to beat the Christian Bale Batman at this point, but I'm always interested in a Batman movie and to see what they're doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And one more quick one. Backscatter X-ray gun.
What?
Will help police hunt contraband. So this handheld big, like, how would you say, like a big machine in your hand, it with a monitor in front, and you point it at a vehicle. This picture shows this cop pointing at a vehicle, and on the monitor it shows an X-ray of the vehicle. So as you're going down, looking at the car, you could see an X-ray vision of everything.
Oh man, like what they're doing, if they're smoking up in there, or if they're cocking if they're cocking back their AK-47s for that ass.
That's right. But I don't think it works in long distance. It's got to be a real short close distance.
So essentially you got to be right up on them at the point of danger.
Yeah, like the border, maybe like a border patrol or something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to backscatter X-ray gun your vehicle.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm gonna scan to see if you got some weed stored up in that gas tank side quarter panel. Don't mind me while I check, the roof of your car to see if you got about 6 or 7 bricks uncut in there.
Yeah, but you gotta say backscatter.
Yeah, backscatter. Excuse me, sir. Do I have your consent to backscatter you? Say what? You want to backscatter me? No, I don't swing that way. Thank you very much.
Yep. Cool.
Let me ask you this. Are you a Red Vines fan or a Twizzlers fan?
Oh, snap.
Because that's a question for the ages.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm very serious, sir.
I take the
subject of licorice very serious, and if you make the wrong answer, I don't think I want to know you.
It will
truly test the measure of a man if you say one or the other. Let me just say I've been thinking about this all episode. I have to know. Does Mr. B like Red Vines or Twizzlers?
Twizzlers.
Blasphemy. Have you ever had a Red Vine?
Yes, I actually have a tub of it right now.
You have a tub, yeah. And you're not enjoying it?
No, I do like both.
Oh my!
But you prefer vines over Twizzlers?
Oh, any day of the week and twice on Sunday, sir.
Oh snap! Twice on Sundays.
Yes. Oh my God, Red Vines are so just beautifully delicious. They, first of all, I love the fact that you can, if you smell a fresh red vine, like just run a fresh red vine under your nose like a cigar.
Yeah.
It smells like Play-Doh. And to me, a red vine smells like childhood.
Sounds good.
And just how fresh they are coming out of the package and soft and, oh, bro, a Twizzler ain't got nothing on that, you know.
So do you get the tubs too?
Oh, my God. Of course.
Yeah.
During this whole entire episode, I get the tubs, but what I also get are the small little trays of them.
Yeah.
And there's probably about 10 or 15 in that tray, and you can get those at CVS or Rite Aid or whatever for like $1.
And there's no right way to open it. You just slip open the top and you just pull out the tray.
I tore it open with a bear claw right before we started recording.
And that's right.
I have since then consumed the entire tray. And now if I had a tub in here like you have in your possession, forget about it. The war is over.
Can we talk a word for 4 miles like this?
Oh, my God. I love it. And red vines just have this consistency that is different of a Twizzler. And, oh, oof.
Yep.
Oh, it's a true test, a true decision. But honestly, you have to be a one or the other person. You can't go back to or red vine. You have to be one or the other.
Yes, sir. Cool. And the reason why I was really surprised and just like, are you serious about this question? Was because you know how at the end of the episode we give a this or that question?
Okay.
Yes, sir, and that was my this or that question.
Was it really?
That's why I was really like, "What? Are you serious? Are you looking at me from a camera right now? I was looking all over, like the government. Are you working with the government or something?"
Yes, I got DJ to install a GoPro over there for me.
Cool. All right, episode number 80, ROTPOD, with my buddy here, Steve, and there's gonna be more Steve from the Brew Pod. So if you want the actually, I'll stop right there, and I'll say, I'll say, Steve.
Yes.
Twizzlers or vines?
Red vines for life. And if you like Twizzlers, I don't want to know you as a personal friend.
All right. And as always, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Any last words, including plugs?
Oh, yes, sir. It's always great to be here on Rolling Off Track Podcast, hanging out with all the folks here in podcast land. If you want to hear The Brew, you can catch us on thebrew.squarespace.com or on Twitter at BrewPod. Folks, we're also standing up on Instagram probably next week so we can whore ourselves out in pictures. And if you want anything more from us, damn it, you're going to have to pay. Or you're going to have to just listen to me on Rolling Off Track because you're going to hear a lot more of that soon. Oh, Mr. B, back to you.
Yes, sir. Peace.